losing to challenger Jim Belanger of the Conservatives in the new Sudbury East Manitoulin Nickel Belt riding. Liberal incumbent Mark Serre tried to put on a brave face for his supporters as federal election results came in April 28. Although there were a lot of long faces at the local results, Serre and his supporters clapped as the Liberals under Prime Minister Mark Carney captured a victory, confirmed to be a minority government early Tuesday, a reversal in fortunes from just a few months ago, when they were riding low in the polls. Serre, who was first elected in the old riding of Nickel Belt in 2015, followed by victories in 2019 and 2021, made light of the long wait for results. He joked that maybe they should dance as they waited and that they would be serving breakfast at his Valcarran campaign office where the election party was taking place. Belanger pulled off a historic win, as both the previous Nickel Belt and Algoma Manitoulin Kapuskasing ridings have traditionally bounced between the Liberals and NDP. "I did the best I could, and the people spoke, so the election was fair," said Serre, adding that he criss-crossed every inch, almost, of the new riding. "I wish Jim Belanger the best of luck in representing the area. But this is not a part-time job, you know, and we'll see. But at the end of the day, I reflect on what I've done, I hold my head up high. I think I did a good job as Member of Parliament. The whole community will make sure the new Member of Parliament is accountable," said Serre, who pointed out to Sudbury.com before results started coming in that Belanger did not attend any debates. Looking like there was going to be a minority Liberal government, Serre told his supporters it was very possible there could be another election in 6 months or a year. "So that's something that, you know, I'll be reflecting upon with family and everything else, to see what my next steps are," he said. "But I'm 58, I'm still young, so I think we'll see what happens." Serre said with the reconstituted riding, he lost a big chunk of his previous riding, in the Nickel Center area, that counted 4,200 Liberal voters in the last election, while inheriting parts of a riding in the Espanola and Manitoulin Island area that were previously NDP. "So it was an uphill battle, but I was ready for the challenge," Serre said. He said that Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre came to the Greater Sudbury area and Northern Ontario, often. His path to victory was through 905, Northern Ontario and BC, Serre said. "So he put a lot of time and effort in Northern Ontario." He said some of the challenges included affordability, including housing and food costs. Serre said the war in Ukraine increased oil and propane costs, and this was blamed on the carbon tax. "The whole affordability aspect was an issue in Northern Ontario that people felt that change was needed, possibly," he said. "But at the end of the day, all of you, thank you so much." WDeath 250 of 259 polls reporting as of this writing, Belanger had 26,525 votes, 49.31%, to incumbent Liberal Mark Serre's 20,852, 38.76%. André Anne Chénier of the NDP was third with 4,315 votes, 8%. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury.com's assistant editor.